Welcome back to the Deep Dive, and a very warm welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. Today, we are plunging headfirst into something we've all experienced, but let's be honest, rarely mastered. We're talking about the art of the first impression, specifically in a dating context. You know that moment, that split second where your attention just locks onto someone and you feel that internal shift, the feeling that, wow, this might actually be the start of something real.
And that initial moment, you know, as powerful as it feels, it isn't just magic or luck. It's actually highly structured. And the resources we've pulled together from Pitcot today, they show exactly how to move beyond luck and into, well, intentional connection.
Right. So our mission today is to break down the core strategies for leaving a positive, lasting mark right from that very first hello.
Exactly.
And we're not interested in, you know, quick fix pickup lines or some kind of fleeting charm. This deep dive is about using appearance, body language, communication, all of it, to build a real foundation.
A foundation of genuine consistency. It's about signaling long-term value in a very, very short amount of time.
So what are the stakes here?
Well, what's really crucial to understand, and what Pitcot's research highlights, is this cognitive bias known as stickiness.
Stickiness.
Yeah, stickiness. People form judgments about trust, competence, warmth, all of it in just mere seconds. And once those judgments solidify, whether they're good or bad, they are incredibly resistant to change.
So if you miss the mark on that first contact, you're basically climbing uphill for a second chance.
A very steep hill, if you get a second chance at all. The goal is to create an immediate, confident, and an authentically warm presence from the get-go.
Okay, and before we really get into the nuts and bolts of how to do that, I have to point out that all these strategies, these deep insights we're talking about, they come directly from the best-selling ebooks available on the Pitcot ebook store. I mean, these guides are the real deal, the distillation of everything we're covering. So if you want to gain more in-depth knowledge, please visit www.pitcot.com/iTonebooks to download them. They are truly the backbone of this whole analysis.
Okay, let's unpack this. The Pitcot Guide talks about what it calls the four pillars for creating that lasting first impression.
Mm-hmm.
It's this powerful mix of physical appearance, body language, engagement, and kindness.
And it's not a checklist, right? That's important. It's a holistic presentation of yourself.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the success of a first meeting really relies on the synergy of all the signals you're sending out, moving beyond just what you say to, you know, how you show up.
Okay, let's start with pillar one then, physical appearance. The guide is very upfront about this. It says initial visual presentation matters. It does, but here's the powerful twist, and I think this is so important.
Yeah.
The resources clarify that this is not about meeting some, you know, unrealistic standard of beauty. It's fundamentally about effort.
Effort. That makes so much sense.
Right. That visible effort is a highly potent psychological signal. Pitcot explains that when you show you've invested time and care into how you look, you're signaling two things at once.
Which are?
Respect for yourself and high regard for the person you're about to meet.
And that activates what attraction experts call the scarcity principle.
Exactly. You appear high value because you clearly value yourself enough to prepare.
Yeah.
It's subtle, but it's powerful.
And the practical details are pretty straightforward, but effective. Like, dress the part.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at a nice restaurant, you look sharp. If it's a relaxed coffee shop, you're neat, clean, but, you know, intentionally comfortable.
You're matching the vibe. It ensures you project confidence because you feel like you belong in that environment.
And it's not just the clothes, is it?
Oh, not at all. That detail mastery extends way beyond clothes. Grooming counts massively. The guide calls these things critical cognitive signals.
Okay, like the little thing.
Yes, exactly. We're talking clean hair, fresh breath, trimmed nails. If you neglect these, you unintentionally convey a lack of attention to detail.
Which could be read as carelessness in other parts of your life.
Precisely. Mastering these small details implies competence and self-control.
Okay, so moving from that static visual to something more dynamic, that brings us to pillar two, body language. The guide calls it the unspoken conversation.
It is. Think of your body language as your immediate emotional resume.
That's a great way to put it.
A genuine relaxed posture or a smile, it often communicates openness and your intent much faster and, frankly, more effectively than any rehearsed line you could possibly come up with.
The guide talks a lot about eye contact. It warns against the stare down, which, yeah, can feel aggressive or just intense.
It's a fine line to walk.
So how do you strike that balance?
Well, the guide suggests a rhythm. So engaging, receptive eye contact, that breaks naturally, maybe every 5 seconds or so, and then comes back.
So it shows focused interest without being, like, imposing.
Exactly. And you couple that with a genuine smile, it's described as instant warmth. It is the fastest way to lower someone's natural defenses and make them feel safe and comfortable in your presence.
And posture is the foundation of all of that, right?
Mm.
Shoulders back, chin up. It conveys confidence, but the guide insists it has to be confidence without arrogance.
Yes.
How do you make sure it doesn't cross that line into arrogance?
It's the difference between an open and a closed posture. Confidence is shown through open body language, uncrossed arms, maybe leaning slightly toward them.
Okay.
Arrogance often shows up as physically taking up way too much space or having a kind of closed, judgmental stance.
So what can you do about that?
The guide encourages doing some internal power posing before the date. You know, adopt confident poses for a minute or two to actually increase your own sense of assurance. Then the posture feels natural, not performative when you actually arrive.
So we've nailed the visual part, the nonverbal handshake.
Mm.
But once you sit down, you have to actually talk. This brings us to pillar three, conversation skills.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phrase in the PitCut source that really jumped out at me. It says, good conversation is flat out sexy.
And that definition of sexy isn't about, you know, being the smartest person in the room. It's about connection.
Okay.
The guide stresses that effective communication on a first date is about being real and engaging, not trying to prove anything. And the foundational skill here is deep, active listening.
Right. Active listening. It's critical because it shows you care, that you're capable of validating what they're saying.
It's more than just nodding your head.
Oh, for sure. It's a multisensory thing. It's paraphrasing what they said, reacting with the right emotion, and asking thoughtful follow-up questions.
Open-ended questions.
Right. Questions that show you're actually tracking the conversation, not just waiting for your turn to talk.
That's where you shift from just being a listener to being an investigator of their world, but in a good, non-invasive way.
And the content guidelines are important here too, right? Keep it light.
Absolutely vital. Yeah. The guide advises saving the heavy, divisive debates like politics, money, exes for much later. You're building rapport here, not stress testing your long-term compatibility just yet.
And humor. The guide says if you can make them laugh, you are halfway there.
It's so true. Laughter creates an immediate emotional synchronization. It just reduces that psychological distance between two strangers.
And that emotional connection leads us right into pillar four, acts of kindness.
Yes. These small gestures are fundamental signals of respect and consideration. They aren't, you know, old-fashioned formalities. They're indicators of your social and emotional intelligence.
And they really do go a long way. They show you're present and attuned to the person right there with you. The PitCut resources give some great examples, like opening a door or noticing they look cold and offering your jacket.
Or even just giving a sincere, specific compliment. Something that relates to what they did, not just how they look.
You're showing awareness.
Exactly. You're demonstrating that you're conscious of their comfort, of their presence. That intentional thoughtfulness is a massive, positive signal that you are a reliable and attentive person.
Okay, so we've broken down these four pillars that really form the foundation of a brilliant first impression. Before we dig into the practical tips for actually doing all this and making it stick, I just want to pause for a second. I want to remind you that the world of resources available to you from PitCut is just vast. If you want more tools, more inspiration on building connections beyond just this one deep dive, I highly encourage you to visit www.pitcut.com. Just check out everything they have to offer. It can really empower your dating journey. All right, let's move into section three, because the PitCut guide is all about being actionable.
It is.
It emphasizes that this whole process doesn't need to be overcomplicated. It offers these practical tips to shine that are just simple, repeatable habits.
And the mindset piece is the critical starting point here. You have to walk in with confidence, not paralyzing pressure.
Right. Take the pressure off.
Yes. The guide advises you to remove that self-imposed need for perfection. When you allow your authentic self room to breathe, your actual charm and personality, they just naturally emerge.
A great practical tip from the guide is finding common ground quickly. Shared hobbies, music tastes, anything.
It creates an immediate low-stakes way to connect. It validates both of you and gives you easy conversational currency right away.
And authenticity is paramount here.
Absolutely paramount. The source notes really emphatically that fake personas just fade fast. If you try to maintain a role that isn't you, the connection isn't sustainable.
Because the real you is going to come out eventually.
It always does.
Yeah.
And your true self is the only stable platform for building something real and long-term.
Okay, this next tip, the guide actually calls it gold, detail memory.
Mm-hmm. This is a big one.
Remembering the small things, their pet's name, a detail about their weekend plans, it's proof you were actually listening.
And that you valued what they were saying. It's how a casual connection starts to deepen into genuine interest.
Precisely. So let's talk about what happens after that first impression. Pidcot is really clear. You've lit the spark, but you can't let it fizzle out.
Consistency. It's the bridge between a great impression and a lasting connection.
So step one in that consistency is the follow-up.
Right.
Send a message that is simple, sweet, and, this is key, not needy.
A pleasant, low-pressure text acknowledging the great time you had. It keeps the momentum going without putting immediate pressure on them to respond in a certain way.
And for the next dates, the focus shifts to being thoughtful.
Yes, planning thoughtful dates. The emphasis should be on choosing activities they would genuinely love based on the details you remembered from the first date.
Because that proves your attentiveness wasn't a one-off performance.
It shows it's part of your character, That builds trust very, very quickly.
And the ultimate goal is just staying consistent, being the person you presented yourself as on that first date. That reliability is what turns a fantastic first impression into a real sustainable connection.
But we have to address the elephant in the room for a lot of people, nerves.
Right.
The guide acknowledges that feeling jittery is totally normal. The mastery comes in preventing those nerves from completely hijacking your charm.
And the tips are all about grounding yourself.
Mm-hmm. Take deep, slow breaths. Do a quick physical grounding exercise before you go in. It just centers your nervous system, pulls you out of that anxious mind.
The guide also stresses staying in the moment.
Which is so hard to do when you're anxious. We start rehearsing what we'll say next or replaying something dumb we just said.
Yeah.
You have to rigorously focus on the conversation happening right in front of you. That is the only place the actual connection is happening.
Here, finally, a really powerful thought to combat that imposter syndrome feeling.
Remind yourself that you bring value to the table, too. This is a mutual vetting process. You're there to assess them just as much as they're assessing you.
That really shifts the power dynamic.
It does. And every single interaction, even the awkward ones, becomes a chance to learn and fine-tune your approach. That iterative learning is how you get better.
The source wraps all this up with a couple of quick, really powerful anecdotes.
Yeah, I love these.
There's Alex. He won Jessica over, not by being the loudest guy, but by showing genuine interest in her travel plans, specifically her detailed Italy trip. That focus made all the difference.
And then there's Emma. On a blind date with David, she just refused to put on a persona. She was just herself, even with her nerves. And her authenticity is what instantly clicked with him.
The lesson is your real self, when you present it with confidence, is usually more than enough.
It is enough.
And that brings us right back to the core philosophy from Pidcot. First impressions are everything, but they have to be built on real substance. Mm-hmm. Show up well, smile genuinely, listen deeply, sprinkle in kindness, be authentic, and stay consistent. Following that process opens the door to real, lasting, high-quality connections.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, and this is something for you to reflect on later, if every date, even the awkward ones, is a chance to learn, what is the single most valuable lesson you learned from your last memorable interaction, good or bad?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Applying that critical reflection is really the final step in mastering this entire art form.
That is a brilliant thought to sit with, and I think a perfect place for us to wrap this deep dive. Thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too. Thank you for being there with us. And one final reminder. You can find all the resources and the essential guides we discussed today by visiting www.pidcot.com. Thank you for listening to the Pidcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.